Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, The Bert Show.
All right, so tell me what I missed yesterday with Rebecca and Abby and the ad for Abby and dating.
All right, so last week I presented to Abby and Rebecca an idea because I'd come across a TikTok video of a girl who had put together an ad for her friend. And lo and behold, the ad worked. 3 years later, her friend was still with the man. They were getting married and she was going to be a bridesmaid. So again, her friend put this advertisement out of her friend being like, hey, this is a catch. You want a piece of this. Come get a piece of this, but I have to approve you, right? And so I was like, Rebecca, you are so creative. You are a little social media guru. Would you put an ad together for Abby? And then Rebecca came through big. She came through with her ad and it got posted yesterday and we played some of it and I wanted to know, what has been the reaction to said ad and what kind of interest are we getting about our girl Abby over here?
Yeah, so I took your request very seriously. I think I was pretty successful in capturing how cute and fun Abby is, mm-hmm. how off-putting I am.
And since Bert was out today, should we go ahead? Would you like
yesterday?
To? Yes, what I meant. Yesterday. What did I say?
Today.
Oh.
Yeah, he's right here.
I know I haven't added too much, but I feel like I have added something.
You're not even present to her.
All right, so Bert was out yesterday. He hasn't heard the ad. Here it is.
Hi, my name is Rebecca Lancaster. I want to introduce you to someone I think you're going to like. Her name is Abby Murphy. She's a woman. But who is Abby, really? I thought you'd never ask. Abby is a single Florida woman with a heart of gold and hair as blonde as fresh cut hay. As a 28-year-old cat lady and co-host of a pretty popular morning radio show, Abby enjoys dancing, yapping, eating multiple yogurts a morning, being hot, and tanning herself one shade shy of a hate crime. Genuinely, Abby is one of my favorite people. She is so funny and so smart. Her wit makes me laugh every time I'm with her. She's so thoughtful and kind and compassionate. She's probably one of the most ambitious people I've ever met and so driven. And she's an ally. All of the people in this photo are gay, except for Abby, ally. But one word of advice, don't get in the way of her and a sweet treat. Don't. Here are some good questions to ask Abby on a first date. Number one, who's Aiden Turner? Number two, how's your relationship with your brother? And number three, is God real? Are you a man, 28 to 35, brown or brown adjacent hair, good job, good sense of humor, zero insecurity about your height, interested in Abby? Then please click the link below and submit yourself to go on a date with Abby.
Okay. And that went up yesterday?
That went up yesterday.
Okay.
And over all the Bert Show social media platforms, yep. It was seen 54,000 times.
Get out of here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. People on Reels really liked it.
Seen 54,000 times. How many applications?
There were 10.
Yay! Okay. Yay!
Like a 0.01% success rate.
10 entries so far.
Okay.
And out of those 10 entries, I saw potential for 3.
3. That's actually really good odds. Because I was thinking, like, maybe we'll get one.
Yeah. It's not bad. I asked for names, ages, submitting their Instagram, and a little pitch about themselves.
Okay.
Yes.
I like this better because it's quality over quantity. Yes, it's quality over quantity here. I mean, telling them exactly what you are right off the bat is going to eliminate a whole bunch of people. So they took a look at it, and I think the fact that you got 3 solids are good.
They're solid. I think they're good. So you want me to tell you about them?
Sure. Tell me about bachelors 1, 2, and 3.
So the first bachelor is Jack, and he's a little bit of a bonus because he's 28, so cute, a musician / singer from NYC, but his aunt submitted him. So Aunt Peggy, if you're listening, please get Jack to submit himself.
Come on, Peggy.
I don't even know if we could take that one into consideration because he didn't fill it out himself.
No. But the original advertisement that I played for you guys, he didn't submit it. His friend submitted it for him and they ended up being together.
Okay.
So wasn't he who did it.
Cool.
Okay. All right.
There's a precedent there.
Yes.
Okay. Next up, Eric, 28. He wrote, "Where to start? I just finished a degree after reversing course in my life. I'm looking for opportunities in a new city. I'm already a cat dad to 2 of my own female pals and feline pals. Female. He's a cat dad. And of course, I had to down 1/2 a bottle of wine to even type this out of the mild embarrassment I felt. He submitted his Instagram and he's very cute."
Okay, come on, cutie.
And he did this himself.
He did. He pitched himself.
A little wine drunk, too.
And he already knows what you're all about. So you don't have this insecurity, this anxiety of like when they meet you, then they go online and they found that you're on the radio. This dude already knows.
Yeah, but he knows what he's getting into, kind of. Yeah. He knows I like yogurt.
So next up is Alan, who is 27, who was nominated by his sister. But I think we can get past that because his Instagram profile looks like textbook what I think Abby would want to date.
Okay. Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Tall, floppy hair. He's handsome and chill. This is what his sister is writing.
He's handsome and chill.
He's not a mama's boy.
Love.
Doesn't really like video games.
Love.
Only likes nerdy stuff if I drag him into it. Doesn't listen to The Burt Show. Is love. Very cool. Lives in Tampa, close to your family.
No!
Oh, no. You rip on Tampa every chance.
It's going so well.
No man from Tampa. It depends. Is he a native or did he transplant there? Because there is a difference.
You can't eliminate every person from a city.
Yes, you can.
No matter what the city is.
Have you been to Tampa?
I have. I had a great time. And is that where Ybor City is?
Yeah.
Way back in the day I went.
Oh, God.
I had a really, really good time there. Is there a state that you would say I'm not dating anybody from that state?
Nah. I don't think so. No, I would say, not an entire state.
I would say if somebody told me that they were from Los Angeles, I'd be like, we're probably right for each other.
You really hate that place.
I hate that city.
So there is a second red flag. He writes, the only red flag is he graduated from Florida State.
Oh, no.
Damn.
This
going downhill at this point.
He's so cute.
You said he was tall?
Tall, okay. Floppy hair, handsome, and chill, as his sister writes, and as I can see with my eyes on his Instagram.
Okay.
So tall overrides everything. The fact that you hate Tampa, that you went to Florida, and you absolutely hate Florida State, tall takes precedent.
Yeah, you could tell me he's a convicted felon. I'd be like, whatever.
Is he tall?
Glad you said that because the last potential bachelor, Hayden, 32, he didn't share his Instagram, only his email, but I added him to the mix because what he wrote in his pitch, I'm 6 feet tall. I have brown hair, slightly floppy, slightly into 2 running. A guy Abby didn't know she needed. I train for half marathons. I travel a lot, so I appreciate her girls' trip planning, but will also need her help to burn through these Marriott points. I live in Charleston, not Atlanta, which means I'm conveniently smother-free. I don't know what that means.
Okay, no, that means that he's in a different city, so you don't have the opportunity to feel smothered. I'm not going to pressure you to go out every single day.
Got some space.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a yogurt for breakfast guy, so the fridge is stocked.
Yogurt? Yeah. Speaking
Abby's love language.
I like this pitch. Uh-huh. And I love Charleston, so I wouldn't mind doing a road trip there.
Yeah, I think he has a lot of potential. Hayden, if you're listening, please resubmit with your Instagram handle or LinkedIn or Facebook, anything with a photo.
He doesn't have a photo?
He didn't send me his Instagram. Oh. It was optional on the pitch, but I fear that there is potential here.
Okay.
You fear that there's potential?
I fear there's something big about not sending a photo at all.
I was about to say, if you like really like the way you look, mm-hmm. you would send a photo.
Okay, hang on. So some dudes just aren't on social media. My husband is one of them. Like, he has an account, but he doesn't ever post anything. He doesn't go on there. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a red flag. And if you didn't specifically ask for a photo, I can absolutely see a dude just not even thinking about that.
If he's confident, he's going to send a photo because he thinks that it's going to be a good part.
Yeah.
That's a selling point.
It's a selling point, exactly.
What you do is you sell the best parts of yourself. Right. Right. So at this point, and we only got a couple of seconds here, what do we do next? What's the next? What do we do next?
We are doing nothing.
It's only been 24 hours. We still take more submissions.
Okay.
More submissions. Okay. I'm intrigued. I will say, Alan, I'm intrigued by. You seem very confident in his profile despite the Tampa thing. So.
And the profile is where for them to sign up?
So just go to the Burt Show socials and there is a link right in our bio.
Gotcha.
Hey, the Burt Show.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.